course, you have to admit there are good points to be made for the pro-nuclear side.
No.
Well, Sergeant, you're sure of all this. I'm surprised you're not attending today's demonstration.
I am.
Hold it, Sergeant.
Oh, you want to come?
You're not going to that demonstration. Well, Miller?
Take a shave, will you?
Thank you.
Decided to buy my apartment.
Oh, the condo. You took my advice.
The only problem is they've raised the down payment another 5%. I don't know where I'm going to get the money.
Dietrich.
What happened?
Got arrested.
For what?
For exercising my right of free speech and assembly.
Yeah.
I believe the specific charges are unlawful assembly and failure to disperse.
That's an opinion.
Did you identify yourself as a police?
Yes.
They arrested you anyway?
I insisted. Didn't seem right for me to get off while a lot of my friends were getting busted.
It's a very noble sentiment.
Listen, I'm very sorry about this. But in my opinion, the cops overreacted.
I didn't.
Except for Carl.
I'm afraid the problem at the moment is what the hell to do with you.
Book me.
Okay.
Warren, we got a riot.
Where?
Downstairs.
I was with you guys.
Offer you some coffee or something?
No, thanks.
Well, guess we may as well get on with this.
Hey, listen, don't feel bad because you're going to book me. You're just doing your job.
Yeah. I need your address.
342 Charles. Remember you stayed there when they threw you out of your apartment? I took you in. It was just before I saved your life.
Right. Marital status?
Divorced.
Hey, man, I never knew you were married.
No, that was a long time ago. I was only 17.
Really? High school sweethearts?
Law school.
I thought you said you went to medical school.
Yeah, that was before.
Oh, well, of course, I'm stupid.
Mr. Askell,
why are you singling me out? There are hundreds of them down there. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Just take it easy.
Arnie?
Okay. Good, Kogan.
Yeah, this is our riot.
What?
This is Nelson Haskell. This is Captain Miller.
You seem reasonable.
Thank you.
Mr. Haskell is one of the people that was arrested in the demonstration this afternoon.
He's downstairs harassing the other arrestees, squashing them with this stuff.
To make a point, I was simply trying to prove how wrong they are.
What's in that?
Atomic water, sir.
Captain, that is not from the core. That is simply water that was pumped through the plant to cool the reactor turbines and return to its original source, and it is perfectly harmless.
What are you doing with it?
I'm a nuclear engineer.
Oh.
What was that?
What?
It's okay. I'm used to it.
What?
To that kind of reaction, Captain. To the disdain. What? To the unspoken repugnance.
The Haskell.
You know, it used to be that people were awestruck. They were fascinated when they discovered that we were working with the atom. And now, Three Mile Island, that crummy movie, and all of a sudden we're the bad guys.
Well, yeah.
Look, Mr. Haskell, that's not the issue here.
But it is the issue, Captain. And if all those people downstairs would really understand the issue, there wouldn't be one.
I'm sure you got a point in there somewhere, but in the meantime, we're going to have to book you anyway.
Again? New charges.
Well, Joe, you want to take care of Mr. Haskell?
Yes, sir.
Over here?
If people would give me the chance, I could prove to you how nuclear power can be safe, it can be clean, it can be beneficial for everyone.
Okay. You have a seat. I'm going to get my book.
Sir? What should I do with the nuke juice?
Oh.
I could run it over Jersey and dump it there.
That won't be necessary, Lovett. Here you go. Put it back here.
Believe me, Captain, that water is completely safe. You can make coffee with it.
Cream of sugar, sir? And a little left's a nuclear power.
Just give me your height, weight, color eyes.
All right there, Sergeant. That's my ID card from the plant. You don't have to worry. It won't bite you. People have so many ridiculous misconceptions about who we are, what we do.
Any distinguishing marks?
Oh, you mean like radiation burns? Or web feet? Or do I glow in the dark?
Yeah, stuff like that.
No. Sergeant, do you realize it's actually healthy that we had the accident at Three Mile Island?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it demonstrated that despite design flaws, despite sloppy operation, human error, in the end, the system still worked.
Well, it says in here that that core came pretty darn close to melting down.
No, that book doesn't tell you the whole story. No. Here's a pamphlet that we put out for the schools. You read that. That's informative.
Nuclear power. It's now, it's wow.
Well, of course, that's for kids.
Maybe next time.
Anybody in here?
Oh, yeah, there is. Oh.
What are you doing in here?
This is my office.
Oh, so you're Bonnie. Oh. Mrs. Wakeman. I'm your cleaning lady.
Oh.
You're usually not here at this hour.
Well, we had to stay a little later. There were an unusual amount of arrests today.
Oh, 300, all tracking their dirt in here, grinding their cigarettes on the ground. They don't care.
Excuse me, are you new here?
Only 4 years.
It's funny, I don't remember ever seeing you before.
Well, I keep a low profile.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Hey, Bonnie. I got 3 other floors to do. Washrooms, offices, the drunk tank.
I understand.
Okay, Bonnie. I mean, I know that you've got problems. We all have. That's all. So, did you ever get that loan, huh?
Nothing tears you apart like seeing a good cop go bad.
Nobody's going bad, Scanlon.
All I know is that one of your officers broke the law.
First of all, the circumstances of the arrest have yet to be determined. The conduct of the arresting officer has been brought into question. There's the entire...
Admit it, Miller. You got a rogue cop on your hands.
Oh, no. I'm not going to let you twist this into something it's not.
Why? What are you afraid of, Miller? But this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the first dribble over the dam. Oh, Miller, I can smell the stench in this bracelet. I mean, I can see a whole cesspool of corruption lapping at your feet.
I finished in there.
Oh, bathroom all spick and span.
Nobody likes a comedian. Hey, I read your book.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, especially the part where Barney and his wife get back together again and they sneak off for that weekend.
Oh. But I took that part out.
Yeah, but I read the first draft.
Specter?
Hazel?
Another comedian, huh?
PJ! Huh? What are you doing in there?
Hanging out.
You look pretty cool, calm, and collected for a guy that's staring down the business end of a review board.
Not much I can do about it.
Oh? Gonna play the stoic, are we?
Ah, Inspector.
Hey, Barney. Come over as soon as I heard.
Well, we appreciate it.
So introduce me.
Inspector Luger, Lieutenant Scanlon, Internal Affairs.
Frank Luger, NYPD.
Heard a lot about you.
Uh-huh. Nothing good, I hope, huh?
Lieutenant, you wanted to, interrogate Sergeant Dietrich. My office be fine?
Perfect.
Okay, Dietrich?
No. Is it time?
Come on.
In there.
Come on, Bonnie.
Something the matter, Inspector?
It's where I sit.
Let's go down. All right, Sergeant. I want to hear the whole story. From the beginning.
Well, it was in the latter part of the 5th century B.C., Greek philosophers Democritus and Leucippus first postulated the theory of atomic structure. What, do you want me to jump on ahead a little bit?
Between the lines. All right, so we get rid of nuclear. I mean, it's only a means. Then you got to use more coal. You got to use more oil. That's more pollution.
Well, maybe we ought to cut back and use less everything.
Oh, sure. That's very easy for us to say. We're going to conserve. We'll put a lid on growth. We'll go to solar. We'll go to thermal. We'll go to windmills. What are you going to say to the poor countries? What are you going to say to the people of India who count on nuclear power as their best chance of prosperity and a better way of life?
I don't know what to say to
them. Yes! It doesn't mention that in your book, does it?
Get in the cage.
Are you following me around?
Not on purpose.
Where are you going now?
The bathroom.
Oh, sure. What's the point of it all, huh?
Well, I explained to the officers that we had a perfect right to be there, and they arrested us anyway. What was I supposed to do?
You could have not been there.
Is that still an option?
It was fast to me from where I sit that Sergeant Dietrich is just a victim of circumstances, all. Just happened to be at the wrong place, the wrong time, doing the wrong thing, right, D.D.?
That's telling him.
Wait a minute.
Look,
Dietrich, you shouldn't.
Lieutenant, while I grant you that Sergeant Dietrich might have shown poor judgment in the situation, it's important to remember that what he's being charged with is not all that serious.
Sure. It ain't just how he got caught shaking down a pimp or carting home a color TV set.
He either broke the law or he didn't. Hey, I mean, there's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant.
Oh, so you found out about the cashier in Bensonhurst, too, huh? I already explained that.
I think we're digressing a little.
No. I think we're going to get something straight here, Barney. Set these people straight once and for all. Tell them about how good cops like you and me are getting a little sick and tired of these weasels from internal affairs sniffing and snooping around trying to nail you at every little thing.
What about this cashier?
Don't start up with me, Scallion.
Gentlemen, can we return to the topic?
Oh, there's no rush. Sorry, Barney.
Barney, pardon the interruption, but the Bank of Korea is on line 3.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I think I better take this right now.
I'm going to put myself back in a cage.
Fine. Yes, Mr. Kim. Yes, Mr. Miller here.
Hey. What, are you a trustee?
No, I was arrested in a nuclear demonstration.
Oh. Anti.
Uh-huh.
Pro.
Oh.
Come on. Give me your best shot. Radiation leakage. Waste disposal. Earthquakes.
Leave me alone. I got my own problems.
Sorry.
Now, Scanlon, remember, as a impartial third party who loves all these guys, I'll be scrutinizing your report. And I'm going to make sure that Sergeant Dietrich gets a fair shake.
You have my word that he's going to get what's coming to him. Sergeant. See you at the hearing. Same as C.
You always got to get in the last word, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lieutenant, sorry for the interruption.
That's okay, Barney. Nothing more to do here anyway. Right, Scanlon?
That's right. Goodbye, Captain.
Lieutenant?
Miller, you know, I've been waiting a long time for this. I'm just dreaming of the day when I get to see you really squirm.
I know.
Why isn't it better?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
By the way, I got my loan.
That's swell.
Lovely chap.
Rats. You know, don't worry about it, D.D. Worst thing gets, what? A couple of weeks modified duty, maybe. Blotch on your record.
I'm home free.
That's the thinking. Keep shooting from the hip, right?
Mail tickets for Haskell and Dietrich Sergeant.
That's right.
Turn them loose.
My pleasure, sir. All right, gentlemen. Step to your respective detectives, sign for your valuables, and you're free to go.
I did that for him.
I never get tired of hearing it.
Doc, we've just about finished off everyone downstairs. I mean, process and release them.
Fine. All right, if everything's there, then you can take your stuff and go.
Thank you, Sergeant.
You can take your water.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Yeah, and listen. What you said back there about all those poor countries having to have it? Hmm. Well, now, that isn't really true. In the first place,
Sergeant, I'm sure you have a really nice point, but I really just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Everything seems about wrapped up. I guess we all cut out.
Good night, people. See you around, buddy.
Oh, hey, wait. Where's everybody going?
Huh? Home, probably.
Well, we can't go yet.
What?
Well, because we can't. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to figure out. Like what? Like what we're going to do about nuclear power. Well, Joe, look,
You know, this stuff is happening right now. Nah, it's going to affect our children. And it's going to affect their children. And there's nothing that they can do about it. So I think that we ought to decide right now what we're going to do about it.
Then can we go home?
Borgio.
Can't this wait till the morning?
No, I don't think so, Barney.
Good night, Borgio.
Good night, Borgio.
Good night, Borgio. Good night, Borgio.
See you tomorrow.
We'll talk.
Remind you to kindly decline all invitations to participate in weekend activities. After all, you have plans for this weekend and every weekend to watch TV Land Fandemonium, 48-hour marathons of one show with all the best episodes. It's weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed, only on TV Land.